vicarious performance because we feel we understand the personality or the type by hearing him speak in his native language. If you can learn something about how a foreigner expresses his thoughts, you are a great deal closer to getting into that culture than you ever were before. It's almost like learning a secret code into another culture. After all, one's native language is one of the closest and dearest things to a person. Not for nothing do we call it the mother tongue. A person's mother tongue, by the way, has a hold that is almost impossible to shake off. For instance, no matter how fluent we become in another language, we will nearly always continue to use our native language for the rest of our life in counting and doing math calculations in our head. During World War II, anti-Nazi resistance forces in Europe believed the enemy was sending in spies to report on resistance activities. Individuals would show up claiming to be Norwegian or Dutch, when in fact they were really Germans, well trained in one of those languages. The real test was to ask them to solve a math problem in long division out loud. If a person was not a native speaker, he usually had extreme difficulty in doing math out loud in a language other than his own native one. That kind of math error would often cost someone his head. By learning a foreign language, you are in a way getting into the mind of that Frenchman, that Russian, or that Chinese. You are starting to share with him the way he dresses his own thoughts and expressions in linguistic clothes very different than your own. You suddenly realize that we English speakers have our own odd ways of saying and expressing things too. You start to learn that there is no normal or right way to say things, and that our way is no more natural than any other way. This idea seems hard to accept. On our own continent, we are surrounded by American English, so much that some people even have a hard time accepting that the British speak the way they do. Mark Twain once remarked that he was sure that if you were to suddenly shake an Englishman awake at night, he would forget and talk like an ordinary American. Knowing something about foreign languages is also an important experience in preparing you for your first trip abroad, whether you are just traveling or intend to set up a household. If you've struggled a little bit with a foreign language, you're going to be a lot more sensitive to the problems that foreigners have in speaking English to you. Moreover, many foreigners will be grateful for any effort you make to learn their language. They know it represents hard work on your part, and they see it as a compliment to themselves. Even if you learn just enough of a language for basic social purposes, it will be time well invested. For a business executive, it can be especially important, suggesting a more serious business interest and a longer-term approach than somebody casually drifting through. Even small gestures can have their rewards. I remember when my wife was first approached by a shoeshine boy in Istanbul the first day after we had moved to Turkey. At that stage, my wife had learned enough Turkish to say, "No, thank you, I don't need it." The boy was so astonished that a foreigner could respond in his own language that he reached over and kissed my wife's hand. In later years, her ability to pass the time of day in Turkish earned her a warm and regular welcome and a good number of friends among the merchants in Istanbul's covered bazaar. Language study also helps you learn things about your own language that you never knew before, simply because you start to make comparisons between your language and the new one. I think I learned more about English grammar from studying foreign languages than I ever did from years of English in school. I never saw the point of learning what a direct object or a prepositional phrase was until I suddenly had to learn how to express one in a foreign language. And only then did I really start to understand what it was in English. A last good reason to study a foreign language is that the whole process can be fun. I'm not saying that it won't be hard work and, yes, a good bit of drudgery, too. But you can also have a lot of laughs along the way. Some of the fun comes from laughing at yourself. Trying to wrap your mouth around some foreign sound or phrase is funny, although it can be a humbling experience, too. You have to shed some of your own self-importance and your worries about dignity if you really want to make progress. And in some ways, you make progress without really realizing it. You begin to learn how to think in an entirely new way, and to learn that there are many different ways to think in this world other than our way. Now, a new dimension has been added to your life. You start being conscious of another culture, which in turn enriches your own life. You start getting more and more interested in that country and its people, its food, its music, and its novels and short stories. You find that a trip there takes on a whole new meaning. Every facet of life becomes interesting to you there, not just the monuments and the museums. Like that first trip to Paris after you've started to learn French. For example, the cab driver takes you into town and unloads his view of life on you, suddenly emerging as a rich personality, reflecting all sorts of pithy views on life in France, the things they don't tell you about in the history books. Or the ice cream woman on the street sells you a cone of French vanilla, but in the process also corrects your French grammar, as only a Parisian would. Or you suddenly find yourself reading a political slogan scrawled on a wall. Moreover, you discover that it's a great thrill. You feel you've broken through to a new culture, if only in a small way. After a while, the language you are studying will itself take on a whole new personality. You will come to associate it with the whole range of experiences you have had. The mere sound of the language will bring back a series of memories and feelings. You are getting hooked by the language, and it has already become a new part of you. In short, you have discovered a new world. Teaching your mouth new tricks. You think you know how to talk? Sure you do, but only in a limited way. You know one way to talk, but there are dozens of different ways to make sounds that you never thought of. Remember when you were a child, how you used to imitate the sound of trucks, airplanes, machine guns, horses,